In the Rocky Mountains of central Colorado, the forces of nature create a landscape of alpine lakes, high-altitude ponds teeming with life, and mountain meadows bursting with wildflowers. It is amidst these beautiful wildflower fields that one scientist has already found alarming evidence about the potential impact of global warming. John Hart, a professor of environmental science at the University of California, Berkeley, runs an experiment to determine what would happen if the temperature was just 3 degrees warmer here year-round, like the forecasted effect of global warming.
That heating effect will induce dramatic effects on these subalpine meadows, causing loss of the plants that we especially value here, the flowering plants.
John Hart has come here each summer since the 1970s, examining factors affecting life in this fragile ecosystem.
This heating is actually quite subtle. We're not heating a lot. It's only a few degrees, but it's causing the flowering plants to produce fewer flowers and to grow less abundantly.
His setup is relatively simple. Low-power electric heaters suspended above a mountain meadow heat the ground and the plant life beneath 3 degrees warmer than the surrounding area. The heaters are automatically and precisely controlled. They've been on constantly, day and night, winter, spring, summer, and fall since 1991. In his global warming experiment, he suspended heaters in a grid pattern to create heated plots, then unheated plots, back and forth, so he can judge the effects side by side. The difference 3 degrees of separation makes in flowers and sagebrush is easy to see.
They suck juices out of the plant.
In the unheated, natural area, sagebrush is a source of moisture for an army of thirsty insects. They keep sagebrush under control.
So they have little mouthpieces that can suck away at the nutrient.
But just a few feet away, sagebrush under the heater grows far better, with fewer bugs.
Much more rapidly. We found that the heating is causing profuse growth of sagebrush.
While that's good for the sagebrush, it's not good for its plant neighbors. Flowers feel the effect too. In natural areas, flowers grow thick as they always do here. But a few feet away, where it's 3 degrees warmer, flowers are not as abundant.
The meadows, instead of looking lush and strewn with flowers, are now actually rather arid.
If global warming or long-term climate change does increase the year-round temperature here, just a few degrees, John Hart predicts in decades to come, flowers could be crowded out by sagebrush.
Global warming is more than just an ecological catastrophe. It will be a human catastrophe in all of its dimensions.